Please tell me who you are and what is your professional background.
I'm Richard Gage, architect, member of the American Institute of Architects. Been a practicing architect for 20 years and worked on several different types of buildings, including steel frame high-rise office buildings and other types of steel frame fireproof buildings.
When did you become aware that there was a problem about the official theory of the destruction of the World Trade Center towers, and what decided you to become involved?
Well, about 2 years ago, I was driving to a construction site meeting, and I heard on the radio David Ray Griffin, and he was on the KPFA station. Now, I'm a Reagan Republican, so I don't know why I was listening to KPFA, free speech radio. But anyway, I'm glad I did, because what I heard was just literally shocking to me. David Ray was talking about the oral histories that had come out in August of 2005, in which there were beams hurled out of the Twin Towers, with the ends dripping with molten metal, cut to perfect 30-foot lengths, floors that were missing at the bottom of the Twin Towers, and also explosions going all the way around like a belt. All these explosions, these first responders were talking about sounds and flashes of light as well. 100 of them, of the 500 recording. And I said, what is this? I've never heard anything like this before. I was in shock. It sounded reasonable to me, but shocking still. I had to pull over in my car.
So that shocked your professional knowledge of what you knew was supposed to happen when a building collapses. And you founded soon after Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Tell us about the campaign and where you've been and what the goal of the organization is.
Well, we had one architect at that point. I think it was March of 2006. That was myself. Now we have 475 demanding a real investigation of Congress, an unimpeachable investigation with subpoena power. And we won't stop. We're driving toward 1,000, and we'll present that to Congress. And if we can't trust them, we'll present it wherever we can.
And in that respect, what type of reaction do you get typically when you make presentation to the public or to other professionals when you tell them that you are an architect?
Well, everybody who looks at this evidence, graphic evidence, for at least a half an hour, if I can present it uninterrupted, virtually everybody will end up agreeing with us that these are controlled demolitions and they sign our petition. We have an overwhelming success because the evidence itself is clear-cut. These are smoking guns, and everybody recognizes that who has an honest heart and an open mind.
What in your mind is the claim made by Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which absolutely invalidates the official theory?
Well, there are a number of key points of evidence that invalidate the official theory, which says that fires brought these buildings down and some minor damage from jet planes in the case of the Twin Towers. The free fall collapse of these buildings against 80,000 tons of structural steel is absolutely key in understanding that this was not a gravitational collapse. A building can't collapse at free fall acceleration and crush 80,000 tons of structural steel at the same time. Everybody understands this once it's explained to them. That's one of the smoking guns, the lateral ejection of these 4-ton perimeter wall units 600 feet away landing on top of the Winter Gardens is certainly another. The finding of tons of molten metal by the first responders is another, because normal jet fuel fires can't produce that. But thermite can, and we have the chemical evidence in addition of thermite.
So does all this information, which points to a controlled demolition, indicate that this is indeed the case of an inside job?
Well, this particular thermite is very high-tech nanothermite, the chips that are found in the four samples that Dr. Stephen Jones, this physicist, has put together. It is nanothermite, very, very, very small particles. The stuff's not made in a cave in Afghanistan. So what we're talking about is, yes, a smoking gun that points not to Al-Qaeda, but to elements somehow within our own government or private industry.
So how difficult has it been for you to step out in the public light?
I get nervous, so it's difficult in that respect. It's joyful in terms of the response I get. Even from people who were previously skeptical, their eyes open and their jaws dropped. I enjoy that quite a bit. That's how I woke up to this unpleasant reality, and that's why I keep sharing the truth and seem to be tireless at it, and because our country is at stake here. We may have already lost it. If something like this already happened and has been covered up for 7 years, then the media is obviously complicit, and we don't have a democracy anymore. I'm very concerned about that.
Are you optimistic that the truth will finally come out, and how close do you think we are?
There is a groundswell of response to the 9/11 truth. People no longer call us conspiracy theorists. They're more likely to say, oh, I've heard about that. I'd like to know more. So there's been enough seeds planted by the millions of people in the 9/11 truth movement that we may break critical mass this year. I see that very, very strongly, if in fact we don't have yet another false flag attack prior to the elections. I'm very concerned about that too, of course, because we've been promised yet another 9/11 that will be far worse than the last by members of the Bush administration, the media, and Congress.
Tell us about your trip. You came to New York and you're making presentations. Give us some details.
Yes, it's a very busy weekend. We started out with a number of interviews. Actually, before I left on the 11th, I spoke at the Oakland Grand Lake Theater Thursday night, last night, and then got on a plane at 10:30 and flew out here to New York. We had an interview this morning, and the BBC came out here to We Are Change conference 2008, Now or Never, and filmed our 40-minute presentation. It was a spirited presentation, and I enjoyed it very, very much. We're going to be speaking to some imams, Muslim imams in New Jersey, because they want us to come out and speak to 5,000 of their members in 2 weeks.
Is that in Paterson?
I don't know what city that's in, actually. There's a few more interviews, including a BBC interview, and National Geographic wants to film us. We're going to try to do that, too. And WBAI.
Thank you very much, Richard Gage.
Thank you.